The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, September 1st, and it's a little after 11 a.m. in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host as we have a discussion with representatives from the Digital. Let's call it Digital. They abbreviated it, apparently. The Digital Innovative Project Grant Program. This program was enacted to reward, basically give money and give support to Bohemians who comes up with ideas on how to improve, how to make efficient, how to revolutionize the public service. So today I actually have David Strawn and Jade Knowles from the Innovative Project Grant crew people, and they're here basically to explain exactly what is it that they do, who they are, and exactly what is this concept about giving Bohemians money. So without further ado, I'll let Jade start, and we'll start our conversation and get into the nitty-gritty of how Bohemians can take advantage of this grant.
Good morning. Like you said, my name is Jade Knowles. I'm the project lead on this Digi Innovative Projects. Here, it's being brought to you by the Digital Transformation Unit, the SBDC, which is the Small Business Development Center, BDB, which is Bahamas Development Bank, and of course, all sponsored by the Ministry of Economic Affairs.
Good morning, Bahamas. David Strawn, project manager, here with my colleague Jade Knowles.
Okay, and that you should just make it abrupt right there. But I want to understand how Bohemians can benefit from this, right? How I interpreted all of this, right, is it's going to be a technological ICT type concept where if you consider create an app, if you consider a new technology, you can bring it to your program, and then your program will give you money, give you a grant, reward you for bringing that concept. And all of this is based on trying to improve the public service, seeing the weakness of the public service, how to improve on the services in general. So that's what I understood from it. But I want you to explain it for me, and so I can prod and go into detail of exactly how I can make some money from this.
Okay, well, Mr. Nuri, you definitely hit it on the nail. It's a program that we thought about simply the fact that, you know, we ourselves are Bohemians first, and we all have to deal with the public service in some kind of way. And especially with this new generation, how many times do we have to go somewhere and we complain? Oh, if only they did this better. Why is everything so archaic? Why are they still doing it that way? Why don't they try this way? So this has now been an introduction to the community and to all Bohemians at large, to say, let us know, what do you think can improve the public service? What we're trying to do is eliminate all inefficiencies that comes with the consistent and not the seamless process of when you're entering any type of government service.
So, but why did the public service or the Ministry of Economic Affairs decide to reach out to the general public instead of being internal and say, well, I know all, let me solve
there
this?
There are so many smart or just innovative persons in the country that they don't get a chance. A lot of people, how many times do you go around and somebody says, my voice will never be heard, I'm just a small fry in a big pond? Mm-hmm. This is the time where we want anyone who thinks that they are to let you know that you're not a small fry. We want to hear from you. There are so much ideas. I think this came about, David could correct me if I'm wrong, this came about when COVID came about, right? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, we're all locked down. There's just so many different things. They're trying to figure out, how do we now turn everything into digital? How do we get everything online? And as simple as the visa, online visa, was it the travel visa? Travel that was brought to them by a young person. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, hey, let's do this. Let's try it this way. Y'all want to get people in, but you want to know if they're vaccinated. Let's think of this kind of way. And the government's like, hey, are there more ideas like this? Are there more people like this who can think outside of the box that can help the government, you know, fix whatever it is that we need to fix, because we can't do it the old way anymore.
And go ahead.
And adding to that, and giving the backstory on how this all came about. So the government partnering with the Inter-American Development Bank, there is a whole entire loan funding agreement in place to modernize and digitize government. And so with that being said, there's a number of key initiatives with the loan agreement that we are charged to deliver. And one of the things that the public will be aware of is the My Gateway centralized government portal, which was one of the major pillars for us to advance digitization of government services. Bringing up to 200 plus services online is our mandate. In addition to that, we have e-learning for public sector and private sector under the service agreement. We also have the digital innovation projects, where it's a grant program, which we're here to discuss more in depth today. Mm-hmm. And then also there is the EID component for the loan agreement. And so there's a number of initiatives as it relates to advancing the digital journey in government for the transformation.
And I want to know exactly, when you say behemoths, right, it's open to behemoths, who are you targeting? How exactly, who should be interested in participating and taking advantage of this program?
All behemoths. You can be under the age of 18, over the age of 80. Once you have an innovative idea that you can put on paper, because the requirements do...
So let's hash that out. You say put it on paper. I say I'm interested, but I'm still confused. And I want to participate. And I want the steps on what I need to do, and how do I, like, the preamble,
okay,
the prerequisite before I present it to you.
Okay, no problem. So again, like I said, once you're, it's open to all behemoths. If you are under the age of 18, means if you're still a high school student, you'll have to have your guardian.
So I could be 16, 17, and say, okay, I have an idea. Okay.
Yes, mm-hmm. But now with the requirements with that, you will need a business plan.
Okay, so one. I need a business plan. Yes.
You'll need a project plan.
I explain a project plan to me. See, I understand business plan, but the project plan, I'm not quite sure.
Okay, so...
Plan. It's similar to your business plan, but not in... It's more of your blueprint or your roadmap to how you execute this particular project.
I see it. Go ahead.
And you'll also need an executive summary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our business license was not required.
Oh, so I don't need a business license?
Not as yet. Because, again,
it's just an idea.
We're only asking for your idea. Now, obviously, if you are chosen and you don't have one, then during the process afterwards, we will be assisting you in getting a business plan. And this is not to say that if you have a business plan that you cannot.
Mm-hmm.
That it was just letting that know that, you know, it's not limited to. And that's it. Now, how do you apply? This is where SBDC comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You will have to go into their page, which is the Access Accelerator Small Business Development Centers page. Then there's a tab that says Programs. So you click that, and then you'll see Digi Innovative Programs. And you apply there. So the entire application process is there.
So I just answer all the questions there, put my concept and my ideas there.
And then they'll ask you to upload certain things, obviously like a Bahamian identification, passport, anything like that. And then they'll ask you to include your project plan. And the deadline is September 7th at 11:59 p.m.
I just want to throw something out there. Say again, this is a public service, right? And they've been operating a particular type of way, and I see a better way of doing it. It's just an idea. I think y'all should do this,
mm-hmm,
right? It's not a developed business or better developed concept or to change or revolutionize the entire public service. But I say, man, y'all been doing this way, and I think if y'all do it this other way, it'll be more efficient. Can I put something like that on this platform?
Yes. So,
Then get compensated? Like, say, hey, that's a good idea.
Well, the grant is to create the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And if we think about Silicon Valley in terms of how Facebook was created in a college dorm or university, when we think about how Amazon was created in a garage, this is the opportunity for Bahamians, young and old, domestic or abroad, to access government grant funding, mm-hmm, to advance their ideas. A number of persons who have reached out and participated in our workshops have already had ideas that they've needed additional funding for,
mm-hmm, right,
to move it across that final hurdle to absolution and to completion, where they can now put it into the market space to solicit or sell to governments around the world, because we've engaged behemoths of that sort where domiciling in Canada, and they have created innovative solutions that we've been in our consideration as we speak. And so we want to encourage that and foster that even more from all walks of life. Once you have the idea, you have the means to access the accelerator portal from the Small Business Development Center. Put in your information. There's a committee that's going to be formed once the submission deadline is closed for the evaluation, where there's the financials, the project plan, the business plan, as well as the concept around the information communication technology. That is the main pillar of this. How do we now use ICT to advance the digital transformation and journey in government?
And this is one of the questions I was asking offline to Ms. Knowles, right? This ICT concept, because it's two different pillars. One seems to be ideas on how to improve, and then one seems to be technological, like computerized concepts on how to make the public service more efficient. And I want you to go in some detail on what do you mean by ICT?
All right, so ICT, as you said, it comes in two components. So information communication technology. So you have the infrastructure component, so your hardware, software.
So if you can create hardware or software and then suggest it to the government.
Correct, and that covers your technology. So yes. When you think about communication, you're now in the realm of cyber or cellular, mobile, the other aspect of information and communication technology.
So private entities who have businesses in the communication field could say, hey, I have a concept, what I do on my own business. Let me pitch it to government and see if they can use that.
And some of our participants who have engaged in the workshop are from that sector.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
I see it. I see what you're saying now. I'm walking through. Go ahead. So that's IC.
So that's the ICT, so information communication technologies. I mean, it's in the name. It's infrastructure. It's the mobile services. It's anything that has to do with communications and technologies as it relates to what we're using every day. You know, your cell phone, tablets,
right.
your laptops, all of the mechanism that we look at. Even with some of the airlines, when they've now, everything is on your phone now. You don't have to print a boarding pass. So it's modernization.
In
the digital space.
Okay, I have a question here from the texter. It says that who will be implementing this idea? It's like ideas that they put forward. Mm-hmm. Who is actually going to be implementing it? And also, who will own the product? Whatever technology they came about and pitching to the government, who will actually own that?
So there's two aspects to this. So the initial incubation or ecosystem for the application and consideration for the grant, once you're awarded the grant and you've advanced your idea sufficiently, and you can now market your idea, the grant component ends at your funding of the grant. Okay. Once you receive that funding, that grant funding, that cuts that particular component there. The second component is, once there's an evaluation of your successfully being awarded a grant and your idea is that innovative and can be that impactful to public service delivery and or any pain points in government, as if you will, that is when you would now have a negotiation phase with government or private sector or any entity that wants to, you can now
advance
your idea, not just domestic. You can take it abroad. You can take it international. We've provided you with the seed funding to advance the idea, and now you can now negotiate terms with government or governments or international private sector entities to become that Jeff Bezos or that Elon Musk or, you know, the Silicon Valley tech giants.
But the first step is for it to be offered to the government. So the government can then go into contract with you if that's what you want. You can sell it to the government if that's what you prefer, or you can say, I just want royalties, or I want a percentage, or, you know, so it'll be based on what it is that you decide to negotiate with the government once that time has come. But our grant is to help you literally get it off of the ground. So once you've now presented your everything on paper to us, the money now is to use to actually build it, bring this into fruition. Don't just take the money, run, and pay your mortgage and stuff like that. There will be legal consequences if this was to be found out. But this is now to build this off the ground. So once you come and say, hey, this is the product, this is how it works, you can use this in this particular ministry, and it goes from there. But we want you to introduce it to the government first. Don't just go and take it abroad or take it to a private sector, because that would be defeat the purpose of why this was even initiated.
So what I'm understanding is that this government is open and have an open mind to get new ideas, innovative ideas.
Definitely.
That's one.
Yes.
Right? They're willing and open for the public to come with new concepts and ideas. And two, that this government is prepared to pay for any good ideas that they can use to improve the public sector in general. So that's the two pillars I'm understanding. Is that correct?
Correct.
Correct.
So when you think about, let me use one example. So the road traffic department has a transport management system, or the passport office, a passport management system, or immigration as a border control system. Those systems are designed by vendors or suppliers out of country.
Mm-hmm.
If we can envision a time where the brain drain, if you will, or the persons among us in country who operate in this space can create those systems that we import from abroad. There are tech developers and designers in country who can design and build those systems equal to or better than, in my experience with government thus far. So it's just a matter of giving them the opportunity to advance the idea, get the seed funding, and then be able to present it to government. And then government have the option to buy it outright, or as Jade Knoll said, we can enter into a service agreement and keep the service in country as a proprietary built in country.
So I'm having a conversation with David Strawn and Jade Knowles, who are from the digital... I keep on having to look down to my notes.
Digital transformation.
Presenting the Digi Innovative Project.
Thanks very much. Right? And I see I have a caller on the line, and I want to embrace the caller so he can add to the conversation. Caller, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. 1 minute as my guests put their mics on right now. But go ahead.
Quality days is a stock. You don't know what's along with you on your panel, Yuri. What I want to ask, right? If you put your ideas online to this system, this situation, right? Can somebody, what's there to protect your ideas whereby nobody would take a part of it, steal a part of it, or steal it all and put their name to it? What's there to protect the individual?
Great question, Bremen.
All parties involved do sign an NDA. So everyone who has to take even a look at any application has already signed a non-disclosure agreement. So there's nothing that you will put in that we can take or use at all. And if you were to see it, then you have free range to take action. But your stuff online is not seen by everybody. It's a very selective few, and we all will be signing non-disclosure agreements.
Thank you.
Okay, and I want to know the deadline, right? I know it's sometime in September, because this being being put forward for a while. So I want to know, when is the deadline, or is it open for a while to participate inside this campaign?
No, the applications close at September 7th. So once your applications are in prior to or on that day, then your application will be considered. But anything after, it will not be.
So I want you to also to repeat, how does one make the application to be a part of it?
So they can just search and go onto the Access Accelerator Small Business Development Centers page. Once you get on that page, there are going to be tabs at the top. You're going to look for programs. You click that tab and you will see the option Digi Innovative Projects. Once you click that, it will take you straight to our page, which will allow you to say you can apply here. It also gives you what the requirements are, what it's all about, you know, why should you apply, stuff like that.
So there's a number of agencies that are a part of this, and you listed the agencies.
Partners, yes.
And your partners. And of course, when you respond to this, you can list the agencies again so people be aware. I want to know, how are these agencies helping individuals who are applying, especially if they do not know how to formulate, like you ask for the business plan and the summary, and they do not know how to create these stuff. I know the Access Accelerator used to help with that. Mm-hmm. Is there any support from these agencies?
There is, and that was the reason why we went through them to get their assistance, because these are things that they do on a normal basis. So, excuse me. So if you are having issues, you can always contact the SBDC and you can let them know, like, listen, I am working on my business plan and I'm not sure how to do this, or I'm confused on how to get this sorted. They will give you assistance on how to get that completed, but you have to reach out. If there are any other questions pertaining to your application that you do not understand, you can also reach out to d2media@bahamas.gov.bs and one of us would be able to answer your questions from there, but you have to ask for the assistance.
And in terms of the project management of this particular section, right? How many people, I don't want a number, so even though I'm asking how many mm-hmm. people, I just want to know how broad is your this section that you involve?
When you say broad?
See, I want to know if this is just like two persons managing the whole concept.
Oh, no.
Or you have a team and a support staff, yes. And I call and get details.
Yes.
And I wanted to know.
Yes, we have a very supportive team at DTU, also at SBDC, also at BDB. It's a huge team working together.
So the partnership, as Jade is mentioning, is the Small Business Development Center has been in this space providing loan or grant funding with the business planning and helping persons with those inputs for their project plans. So that's why the partnership and the synergy there was created. And then the Bahamas Development Bank with also with loan management and then the drawdown, if you will, on a loan disbursements, because part of this grant funding is you're gonna have stage payments that are gonna be issued. So the Bahamas Development Bank partnership and synergy there was also forged as well. So under the Ministry of Economic Affairs, the Digital Transformation, the Department of Digitization and Transformation, all encompassing, we have a large team that's not just working on this initiative, but a number of other key initiatives in government.
So we're having a conversation with David Strawn and Jade Knowles and from the Digital Innovative Project Grant Program. But we're going to take a quick break and so we can have more questions put forward to them that they can able to go in detail on how Bahamians can benefit from this concept. So this has been Guardian Radio AM. My name is C.A. Nuri and we'll be right back after this brief message. Not being able to...
We're not always able to see the storms in life approaching, but we can take the necessary steps to be prepared to ensure the safety of ourselves, our loved ones, and our property. This hurricane season, trust J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers. We'll be here to help you get back on track in your time of need. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call a text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328 tips or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300 tips or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri, and we have a provocative conversation with David Strawn and Miss Knowles. And Jada, I want to start with you, and I see you checking your notes to make sure everything is covered. But I'm reading, right, that this is $1 million that the government is making available. Right, to be sure.
Almost $1 million.
Almost. Well, I when you round it off and carry the zero and add the one. $1 million the government is making available to Bahamians who have a concept, an idea, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to understand what I can use my portion, if I win, of course, if I get access to the grant, what all can I use my grant money for? I want to understand it so I don't, for lack of a better word, abuse it.
Right. Okay, so let me start off from here. So not one individual is getting up to
I just want to borrow my share. Yeah, my share of the money.
Let's clarify that.
Because I have some ideas. I have some ideas on what I want to put forward, and I'm sure I'm going to get access to this.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, man, I'm good.
Each person can get up to almost $90,000.
Okay, like, each person can get up to
$90,000.
So I did not know that.
Yes. Okay. So why I say that is when you're putting your project plan or your business plan together, you have to indicate to us how much you will need to make sure this idea, you know, gets off the ground. You might not necessarily need $90,000. You might need $40,000. You might need $50,000. You might need $20,000.
And write all that in their business plan.
You have to write that down just to say, this is what I need. This is what I'm spending the money on, blah, blah, blah. But we're just letting you know you can apply up to $90,000. And then there's a possibility you can get it. Again, when this goes through the valuation committee, there's a very strict process and guidelines that they will also go through to see if you are deemed the amount of money that you're asking for.
It pains me to interrupt you right now, mm-hmm. right? But you said evaluation committee. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
The evaluation committee will consist of a lot of strong heads. And I'm going to say that to the best of my ability, there is persons from both government sector and private sector that will be a part of this team, all a part of the ICT community, a part of SBDC, BDB, the government itself, I think somebody from UB. It's a very mixture of heads that will be the persons deciding who exactly will do this. But we're not letting anybody know who those persons are, because I don't need no one calling their auntie, uncle,
but of course,
cousin,
I just
or brother
to, call my cousin.
To let them know, hey, put my application through. No, it will not work like that. It will strictly be what it is that you present. It will be graded across our grading scale.
Yeah.
And they will say, okay, this person's asking for $60,000. Let's see if it fits the requirements. And they will go through it. And if they come up to a certain number where, okay, we don't think that this deserves $60,000 because what you're presenting shows you only need $40,000, that's what you will be granted. So people need to understand you are not guaranteed to get exactly what you ask for mm-hmm. unless it's what you present to us. You have to show
so you
us.
You have to defend.
Yes, you have position. To defend it. And again, when this money is granted, if you are a successful candidate, you will not be getting a lump sum of it either. You'll be getting it in phases. And with each phase, you will be strongly evaluated, monitored, and everything. So everything you purchase, we need the team that's put in place for this will have to see receipts. You'll have to say, well, this is what I spent on. This is what I'm going to spend on. Like, everything is monitored and evaluated through the entire process. So that's why I don't want people to think, hey, we're giving you the money and then that's it, you're done. No. You're going to have assistance. You're going to have help, but you're going to be monitored.
I'm going to ask a high-end questions, and forgive me for it. And I'm hopefully that you're able to assist with the question.
Yeah.
What if I have a high-end technological concept but needs data? Right? Statistics, Bahamian statistics and information from government agencies, et cetera, mm-hmm. right? Will I get access to that? Or can I get access to that? I mean, like I said, you can't be giving everyone access to government data. But what if I come across a concept and say, well, this system will revolutionize the whole Bahamas, but I need the data.
Well, okay. So in that vein, I would answer that by saying this. There is data privacy and data protection in a number of government agencies, especially with personal information of consumers and citizens. Mm-hmm. So it all depends on the agency. I would advise anyone who is thinking along their quantifying or justifying their metrics or their results, we can look at how we do it in university. You do your surveys, you do your statistical analysis, you do your raw data theory, and you come up with your your theory will have to have a solution results matrix that you want to achieve. And so Kian said that you can just go into any government agencies and access raw information under the guise of data protection and data privacy. So depending on what it is, I would advise persons to qualify and quantify your information or your results by using surveys, using some other mechanism to achieve that end.
Now, today is September 1st, right? And I have like 6 texts of people who are interested and asking questions on where can they apply and when to apply. Mm-hmm. 6 more days until September 7th. And you're saying that September 7th is the deadline, right? And I'm trying to say, can I get extension till September 8th, just in case I have to write down my ideas? Or September 7th is hard.
That's hard and fast.
That's a hard and fast date.
Hard and fast.
So I just want to make sure that everyone understand that if you want to participate in this and get access to this grant, and we, like I said, up to $1 million and up to $90,000
per person,
yes. Right? And especially if you could quantify and qualify why you need the money, right? But the deadline for this is September 7th.
Remember now, this has been out now for over the last month. And change. So this is a reason, I guess we were kind of afraid to still come on any show because we don't want people to think that, hey, we're strong-arming you, that you only have a week to get this done. Mm-hmm. But we are trying to still push it because there are much applicants that are out there. And I know when we did the workshop, we had almost 200 persons on that workshop that we advertised in a day. And, I mean, interested persons asking so many questions, and we were so grateful for that because it was good to know that people are indeed very interested in this project. So we're still doing what we can, just like what's happening now. If people have questions, if we can answer those questions as best as we can.
So where can they go for answering questions? Because you said you can still answer questions.
Well, as of right now on the show.
Okay.
But, I mean, past the show, like I said, they can email dtumedia@bahamas.gov.bs. That's dtumedia@bahamas.gov.bs.
Okay, so I have another caller here, and I'm going to pass that caller through before I ask my next question. Go ahead, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, good morning. T-Swill and both of your guests, Alan Johnson, Critical Thinker. Yeah, you just asked the first question I had, but I want a little expansion on that. Is that I'm trying to find out on the idea that I submit being devoid of the data that is necessary. How do you benchmark that against what is actually there or what is actually in practice? Because I'm trying to figure out how do you make a determination. Do I modify a process that I don't have a data to support the process which I just observed from the outside? I have another question.
Go ahead, David. That sounds like you.
If I understand the caller correctly, and again, as I mentioned earlier in that pre-statement I made prior to the call, in access of information, government information is not a part of this program. So we encourage persons, if you have to qualify and quantify your theses or your theory or concept, that you would provide that by other means. You're providing a theory in terms of your practical application of what you're designing and developing.
So this is just a good set, send your recommendations by drive-by observation. Because if, I say, for instance, education has a system in place, and as far as data is concerned, I'm well familiar with our data protection laws, they'll still be able to give access to information. I may not need the person's name, data point, and other information, but I do need the current platform being used, how it's implemented, features that have yet to be executed, because some of the things I may recommend may already be part of the program that has just not came out. See, what I'm trying to find is a number of people call me and I was somewhat perplexed on how do they make a determination, whether it's foreign affairs, whatever it is, because essentially they don't know the software, the vendor, the features you have, the defects that may be having, the roadblocks that's within there, unless you actually involve with it. So it's just trying to figure out what is this exercise. Just simply saying, I can make something better, and then if I'm selected, you take me in the room and says, this is what you have, let's see how yours work on top of this or with this, or, you know, you understand? Because I'm saying, I'm just trying to figure out, as a technology advisor, how do I tell someone, other than beyond just telling them, they want an idea on how you can make social services better, they want an idea on how you can make education better, they want an idea on how you can make foreign affairs better, anything else. And I don't see where the people would have the intimacy of current infrastructure, digital infrastructure that's being used and processes. having not been actively engaged in that particular ministry, to know what is it that has to be done, without even access to the data, because you could anonymize that information that is necessary. But still, for education, I would need to know your current platform, how the software works, how do I integrate the students in the manner for which I am thinking about integrating them. I would need a copy of your curriculum currently to see what it is, to see how it could be digitized. You know, how do you get all of this information to really, considering the amount of money that we're about to lay out there, how do people get this information to actually make an informed decision? Because we talk about developing technology. This is not just give me an idea, and we'll see. We think, oh, that's a wonderful idea based on what it is that we have. Because I know government is not going to say, okay, Seattle, thank you for this idea. We're going to drop everything we're doing and adopt yours.
It's a very good question.
Excuse me. You're going to go on that? Steve Allen, you still there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Steve Allen? Okay, good. Respond to Steve Allen's last comment. He's gone now, so and I'll go to my question.
No, and the point there is, and thank you, caller, for that information, but I'll recommend that you or anyone who has that particular need email us at dtumedia@bahamas.gov.bs, and we can see how best we can bridge that gap for you in terms of your need for data.
Right. So with that, and like I said, it was a very good question. Not everybody that is going to send in an application will probably need that data, but I'm glad that you brought it up because, again, like I mentioned earlier, you have to ask. You have to reach out to us and say, hey, I have a particular idea, but there's more information that I need to make sure this comes through. So once you email us, we do have access to all of the ministries or contacts at the ministries where we can get what you need. But if you don't ask for it, you know, we won't be able to do that.
And earlier you mentioned the NDA to protect persons who are putting forward their ideas.
We have a legal team on board.
And it's good. And I wanted to ask about, and the key word there, compete agreement, right? And which is separate from NDA. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, right? I'm not diminishing anything I'm just saying. What if two persons have similar ideas?
Who presents the best one?
And my idea was not accepted,
mm-hmm.
right? And my idea was not accepted, but later on, I see my idea, or what I thought was my idea, in the public now.
Oh, I mean, that's simple. Again,
I come in soon.
You could try, but that idea would also be attached to somebody.
Yes.
That's my point. So don't think that your idea, and I would just say this generally, don't think that your idea is either the only one, the best one, mm-hmm. or there's nobody that's going to come to something similar. I'm sure we all complain about the same things. I want to bring an example on what we're talking about. So our parliamentary secretary, Wade Watson, was on a show the other day,
mm-hmm.
and he brought this example of what he would have presented, you know, if he was able to apply. And it was something that would help the road traffic. So his whole thing was, you know, I'm kind of tired, especially most Bahamians. Like, why do I have to drive there for you to inspect my car?
Mm-hmm.
So an idea I would like to present would be, how about we put in an app and a data system where I can just take pictures of the parts that they have to check and mm-hmm. send it in to you. And all pictures have stamps, meaning you can tell that I took it on September 1st at 11:54.
Mm-hmm.
And once I send it in, they can look and cave, bam. You can send a video of the entire car, send a video that the horn is working, that the light is working, all of these different things, send it in, and those same inspectors can then process you over a computer database. Again, it's just a vague idea, but again, that's just his idea. Some things don't necessarily need that complete database. It's just you saying, how about we try it this way? And this is what I'm going to bring into place. If I create this app that's going to allow this person to do this, and then your team is allowed to do this, can we go from there? If there is anything that's needed afterwards, and if your idea is accepted, then guess what? You have access to all of that. You will have access to the data and everything that you need to now bring this into fruition. Right now, we're only asking you for your idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You can say in your business plan, your project plan, I will need this from this particular agency in order for this to come through. And once we read that and we accept that, then guess what? You get access to that.
So I want to summarize everything so people understand. So I even to understand, because I can put forward my idea still, so see if I get any money from you all, right? So one is coming up with ideas to help improve the public service. I could write and put that forward, and then you would evaluate it and compensate me or whatever it is. Second one is coming up with concepts and innovation and technology to improve services in general. Right. And that comes with a price tag where you say, well, in order to implement this, or this is my technology, this is my product. And I could put a price tag towards all of that and put it forward. And then it's evaluated by a committee and say, well, yes, we accept it. No, we don't accept it, et cetera, right? And then I have access to $1 million up to $90,000. Mm-hmm. Right. Where to say, well, if I defend my concept to say, well, this is what I plan to put forward, my technology or my services, right? And this is what I need to implement it or to partner with the government. So I could put that forward. And that's the whole entire concept in terms of how to improve the public service, various public service entities. So that's what I'm understanding.
Phase one is the grant funding. Develop your idea, submit your idea. Phase two is government considers those successful grant awardees, their idea and concept, to further explore them in terms of entering into a master service agreement, buying the product, whatever it is that is conceptually put forward as that results idea to improve service delivery. The government then in a phase two component will look and consider that for a broader implementation across public service.
And this is for all government agencies, because you know, I'm in tourism, right? So I can come up with a tourism concept, which government, I say, well, our government should be doing this. Or this is how I think Bay Street should be operated, and put that idea forward. And then it's evaluated and they get compensated for it or give a grant for it.
So, correct, but Bay Street being operated, is it with technology? Is mm-hmm. it with information communication technology? And that's the premise of the Digi Innovative Idea or Digi Innovative Projects,
mm-hmm.
that it has to be, the premise has to be with information communication technology as its foundation.
Okay.
So you just can't say, I want to reverse traffic on Bay Street and make it two-way street again as an idea. It has to be innovative with communication and information technology as its base.
Okay. And I want to get contacts again in terms of where to ask questions, write for, and also where to put my idea forward and stuff like that. So I want you someone to repeat that for me.
So dtumedia@bahamas.gov.bs, it's an email that we have for receiving and solicitation questions or anyone who has any roadblocks that they're having challenges with. As well as you can go through the help center with the SPDC portal as you go through your application submission. And again, you don't have to start, you can start your application and you can save it along the way as you add and continue expanding it for the deadline of September 7th at 11:59 p.m. So you can continue working on it as you continue expanding it and building it out. And additionally, through social media, we're at DTU. You can look at us on social media, Facebook or Instagram as well. So you can access you can reach out to us through all of those mediums to get your questions answered.
And what if the person is still concerned about their technology and their concept and concerned about losing it, the rights to it? Is there someone they can approach and hash it out so they can feel satisfied or comfortable with it?
When you say reach out to someone,
you have an email address and a whole right. team. Say, well, hey team member, this particular person is still having issues with their
level of comfort
and confidence. Can you go and speak to them and go in detail on what will happen?
So, and that has been one of the major comments or questions that we've been fielding for the last month. And to just answer that broadly again, there's a non-disclosure agreement for your idea that where all parties concerned are bound by that NDA. When you look at your idea, is it something that you've built out from the ground up? And we also acknowledge that persons may be using third-party application or coding, if you will, when you think about IC, information technology. When you, if you're a program developer, you're writing in certain codes and languages, and if you're using third-party codes, make sure you own the rights to utilize or redistribute or resell that code. We advise and acknowledge persons to say, make sure you cover all your bases, cross all your T's and all your I's before you submit your IDEA as your sole proprietor IDEA, and you're advancing it to resell or resolicit. Because our legal team, with the evaluation, will look at all of that. And if that disqualifies you because you didn't disclose that you're using a third-party software or solution and code that is not proprietary or you would have designed and built or have full rights and access to, it could put you in legal jeopardy, if you will. So we want to make sure everyone understands that your idea could be your idea, but it also has to be legal and prudent when you're advancing it as your own and ensuring that you give credit to those who are partnering with you or who would have provided input for your initiative to be forwarded. In addition to that, I cannot overstress and overstate the point that third-party solution, third-party software as a part of your idea, initiative, or solution needs to be vetted and considered broadly.
Okay. And I want some final comments also. Go ahead, Ms. North.
We on final comments already?
No, yeah, but it hours go by quickly. But before that, I do have a caller, and I want to make sure the caller gets through and before you start doing your final comments. Go ahead, caller. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, even 8 minutes left. I was wondering when you should come to the phone.
Yeah, forgive me for that. And I saw it blinking.
I know you get caught up in yourself.
Yes, yes.
Good morning, Mr. Doriel. You're doing okay.
Doing well.
Now, you know, sometimes when I hear these different organizations, someone come on the radio, everything sounds so nice and hokey-dory. But then a lot of times I look at it from a negative and a corruption point of view, where I go someplace with my idea. And I wake my idea to the point where now I go into apply and this and that and next, and the place is on the next end of the table. He likes my idea also. So all of a sudden now he takes my idea and he split it up between him and his friend and then come and refuse my idea and tell me I don't qualify. But they take my idea and use it for themselves. And we know things like that is going on around here, especially around banking and situations. But I know, I worked in situations where I know things were done like that. It's very difficult to wake and bring up an idea you generate yourself. Somebody refused your plan, your idea and everything. But when you see a couple of years later, you see your idea down the road. You say, well, I thought about doing that a long time. Who the fella is who owned that business that you find out the same fella you was talking to is the one who owned the business that you was trying to start? You get where you're coming from?
Mm-hmm. I get where you're coming from.
Okay. Enjoy the avocados too, eh?
Yes, definitely, man. And did enjoy the avocados. Okay. Me and Kermit. Good. But go ahead. I want people to understand this concept. I understand it's basically information technology type driven, right? In terms of improving services for the public service. Right? And coming up with ideas on how we can make the public service more efficient, right? So I see that's the overarching thing. But I want to, again, summarize how do they apply, where to apply, and what should we be governed by? You know, what is it that the government is looking for exactly?
Where to apply? Access Accelerator Small Business Development Center. That's where the application lives in its current and complete form. And as I mentioned earlier, you can start the process. You don't have to finish it all in one
sitting
session.
Up to September 7th.
Yeah. Up to September 7th. So you can go in, start building it out, answering all of the precursor questions, filling out some of the form fields that are simple. And then once you get to the meat and potatoes of it, of your business plan, project plan, and executive summary, those documents can be submitted and uploaded as you go prior to the deadline.
Just to reiterate to our callers, to our listeners, we understand everyone's concerns. We, you know, that's how it is when it comes to definitely just
Yeah, a lot of people are concerned with confidentiality and keeping their technology to themselves.
We understand, but, you know, there's two ways we can look at it. We can look at it, especially if, as one who wants to be an applicant, we can look at it and say, you know what, I'm not going to submit my idea, even though I think I have a good idea, because I think they're going to take it. I don't think I'm going to be compensated for it. Or we can look at it and say, hey, maybe the government should have never done it. Mm. Maybe we should have never offered, you know, any type of compensation to try and, you know, solicit ideas and to ask for your assistance. There, it's always going to be, you know, whether I should or if I shouldn't. I just want to say, if you don't feel bad if you do see the ideas come out and you're like, mine's was better and you didn't apply. Because again, we're not asking you to do it for free. We are literally giving you the funds to bring your idea into fruition. Just make sure that your idea is strong enough to be accepted. That's it. Once you know you have a good idea, you will be compensated for it. There's no need to think that somebody's going to take your idea. And I will say again, we are all who is involved in this process signing a non-disclosure agreement. If you don't know what that is an agreement between both parties that will say everything that I've seen and read, I did not see. Mm-hmm. Meaning I cannot use this, I cannot talk about it, I cannot disclose it, I cannot share it with anybody. I am reading this only for the purposes of this particular project. And if it is to go through, then there will be more contracts obviously to sign. If it's not to go through, I never saw your contract. I never saw your application. I never saw your idea. And that is my bound to you with that agreement. So you have, in some way, have to trust us. I mean, what's an idea if you're not sharing it?
Well, I appreciate the fact that government has made themselves available for accepting the public's ideas and concepts.
Right.
So that's something to be commended by itself.
I think so. And I think it's what first of its kind, actually.
Yep.
Yeah, like this has not been done before. And you have to trust us. I like to say, trust the young people. Mm. You have to trust us in some point. Like, we are trying to make change in the country and the government is doing just that. Like, we're not sitting on the old ways of trying to continue business in the country when it comes to our behaving people and government agencies. We are literally asking, can we be competitive with the rest of the world? How do we do it? Right now, we don't know how, so we're asking you for help. We're asking you, tell us, how can we make your services better? How can we make your drive on the road better? If you have an idea to fix a pothole in some ICT way, some app, hey, let us know. Mm-hmm. Let us take this on and let us become a better country. But don't sit on your idea because you're thinking we're going to take it. Also know, somebody else might have the same idea. Don't get mad if you see your idea out because somebody else brought it to fruition. Mm-hmm. You know, we all are smart. We all are innovative, but it's up to us to present that.
So definitely those persons who build apps should at least be on this jumping in.
Oh, yes, definitely. I had so many people, especially when they knew that, you know, I was a part of it, like calling me to let me know. And I'm like, first off, I don't want to know your idea. Don't tell me. But I had this app idea from so long. And now we're asking you to present it because guess what? We're going to pay you. We're going to give you the money to say, bring this forefront.
And to make it better.
Yeah.
Because a number of persons can go and write apps on Google Play Store, and it costs money even to put it on the iTunes or Apple. So it's just a matter of, now how do you make it world-class? Because the look and feel, the functionality, the robust coding and development of the code base of it, making it competitive for the world stage.
And before you go, and I see I have 2 minutes to go, right? Well, at least 1 minute. Mm-hmm. You had a workshop recently?
We did. We had a workshop in the first week that, again, was introducing the program to everybody. This was before we actually went live, and we took on every question that could possibly come about. So most of these questions that we're hearing today, we've heard before, and we've made sure, double check if we couldn't answer them then to make sure we are able to answer them now. But the workshop was a success.
Yeah, over 200 persons joined on the virtual workshop.
Well, I had a conversation with David Strawn and Jade Knowles, who was making themselves available to Bahamans to answer questions about this ICT and digital, help me again.
Digi Innovative Projects.
Yes, and how you can access to grants for coming up with new ideas to improve the public service. And give the website that you can get in contact again.
They go right on Access Accelerator Small Business Development Center. Go on that page, go in the Programs tab, and you'll see Digi Innovative Programs, and you will get to apply right there.
So there's definitely move to be made. Move to get access to. This has been Guardian Radio AM and with CA Nuri, and we will see you tomorrow.